Jazz here, and I am so digging the GeekCast Radio Network. Touch!
Touch! You got the touch!
Stan Bush here, and you're listening to the latest episode of All Things Transformers.
What a pleasant surprise.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Diecast construction. It's a lost art.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Back.
Front.
In the Transformers Network.
Yes.
.com.
Is that really a website?
It used to be.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, the TransformersNetwork.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, what had happened is somebody owned it like a long time ago, and I was on it during the years of the Cybertron Archive and other sites like that. And I was pretty heavily up in the admin of it.
Okay.
And then whoever owned it basically sold it to somebody else.
Okay.
And then the website became a total dumpster fire.
Like you do.
And full of ads and just total waste of time.
Oh, God.
And then somebody else tried to regain it. And yeah, so it doesn't exist anymore. Because I just looked it up just to be sure. See, and this is the thing that drives me nuts. There's nothing on it, but somebody keeps registering it. They re-registered it in April, and it expires in April. I've been trying to get my hands on this domain for years.
You gotta be quick, dude.
It's held in China. So,
oh, of course it's.
Yeah. So like I used to own Predacon Empire. I could buy it again, but I don't want it.
No.
Because
I don't do the website stuff, but you have worked so hard on GeekCastRio.com. You do not need to be.
Well, I could buy Mega Drive Hub again.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's funny because both those URLs.
Are available.
Yeah, they're available. And then I recently dumped USS Future Imperfect, but
yeah, that's gonna be an altered trek.
Yes, it will. As soon as I ratify the new art,
yes,
the new title.
Yes. That's a whole other non-transforming thing.
Yes.
So tonight we have five different things we're gonna talk about. First up. What is first up? First up is, we have to go through these.
Ugh. Hey, I'm not that upset about going through these.
No, I'm not either.
There's just a lot here.
Like I always say, I want to see pictures with them. And I know advanced listings from the amazing JT Prime 17 it doesn't always come with images first. So these are the 2024 Legacy and Studio Series Wave Breakdowns. Wave 1, January 2024, Core Energon Megatron. We will talk about these after I run down this list. Core Beast Wars Tasmanian Kid, whoever that is. Core Boulder Crash Deluxe Animated Bumblebee, yay. Deluxe Rescue Bots Chase. Deluxe Cyberverse Windblade, awesome. Deluxe Magneos.
So let me run through some of these first, because some of these you clearly have no idea who they are. Core Energon Megatron obviously is Megatron from from Energon, and I'm kind of excited about that particular one, just because it's a small version of him, and he'll transform to a jet, which is kind of cool. So that one has me intrigued. Tasmanian Kid is a Transformers Beast Wars 2 character, which is basically American Snarl. That figure. And so I'm kind of excited for that because, one, I own the original Snarl for Beast Wars when he came out. So I had him with like Cheetor and Grimlock and Iguanus and Optimus Primal. And so even though he wasn't a flip transform, he was relatively easy because the legs kind of flipped through the back shell and kind of created the head. And but being that he'll be a core class beast, I'll probably pick him up just because it's the nostalgia of it. And he'll probably have the paint job of the Beast Wars too, which doesn't bother me. So, but I'll more or less pretend he's Beast Wars Snarl that gets to go with Beast Wars Grimlock. Boulder Crash is not a transformer.
Okay.
Neither is Magnius. So just to preface that there, unless they created them for something else, they're, or gave the, you know, special names, maybe they're another one of those weird Junkions or something. Animated Bumblebee, cool that they're
obviously
representing animated, cool that they're representing Rescue Bots with Chase and Cyberverse for Windblade, and Transformers Prime Thundertron. Don't remember who that is, if he's even a character. Oh, he is a character. It's not Transformers Prime.
Right.
It's, it's Cybertron.
Oh, okay.
So that's a mislabel if that's the name. It's basically, yeah, he's a like a Star Seeker, captain of the Tidal Wave or something, whatever that is. Either way, he's something from Cybertron, or the Aligned Continuity, or something like that. I don't. It doesn't really say for sure. It it says claims it's from Transformers Prime, like a remake of the toy.
Yeah.
Which looks to me like a repaint of what they turned into, like future Cheetor. They repainted it as like a BotCon thing as future Cheetor. So it is a Transformers Prime figure in a sense, but it was never on the show. Then you get Animated Optimus Prime.
Yep.
And then Leader Beast Wars Tigerhawk, which will be the first time that Tigerhawk has been.
Yes.
I'm excited for this because I. Don't get me wrong, as much as I dislike some of the changes they've done to some of the modern versions of Beast Wars figures, like the beast modes aren't accurate in the Kingdom stuff, but they look good in Robot. Or you look at Transmetal 2 Megatron, he looks kind of funky and beast, but he looks close enough. And then in a Robot, he looks really close if you swap out the face. I'm excited to see what they do with Tigerhawk because he had this kind of weird battle cat type armor over the face of the tiger.
Yes.
And some other like aesthetics that didn't belong with the original figure. My brother had it.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with this because I, depending on how well it goes, that may be on my list, but I don't know. Like some of those are kind of hit or miss for me. Like it's like he was in two episodes, really.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not one of those ones I would feel obligated to have, but if it's done right, it could create that itch anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the story that created Tigerhawk was pretty damn cool. I mean,
it was, and I wish they would have gotten another season to keep him around.
Yeah. You got the love story between
Tigertron and Airazor.
Thank you.
Yep.
And then they end up becoming Tigerhawk. Yeah, Leader Tigerhawk, that's going to look cool. I can't wait to see that. Leader Optimus Prime, what is...
I'm wondering if this is going to be Studio Series 86 Prime.
Maybe.
Because if they did this, they gave him an accurate head. I mean, they pretty much have it if you count the like the Volvo like Christmas Prime. If they took that head and put it on, like the gave it a new like ish body from pieces of the board for Cybertron. Kind of like how they did for Ultra Magnus, creating the studio series. If they did that, I would dump my War for Cybertron in a heartbeat. Like, I would dump it and get that, because to have an accurate Prime that's not Masterpiece, that, you know, fits with the size class of everything else I have, would be great.
Yeah.
And then we get into Wave 2. And they're testing the waters with Beast Machines. We're getting Core Class Cheetor.
Yes.
Which, to be fair, was probably one of the worst figures of that line.
That leader class or mega class or whatever the Supreme Cheetor is the worst. Yeah, but with starting with Core Class, I think that's awesome.
I think it's nice to test the waters. It's low budget. It's something easy. They'll probably repaint it as something else. I mean, because Cheetor is kind of that hot test bed for doing that. I'm excited to see that, but I'm hoping they test the water with more Beast Machines figures.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I wish this Core Class Dinobot was Dinobot 2, the silver.
That I do.
I wish that Core Class Dinobot was, like, we've had millions of Dinobots. Like, you know, he's awesome. He's great. But I want something, whether it's Core Class or Voyager Class or Leader Class or whatever, I want the Dinobot 2 designs.
So this is my theory. I think they're doing this so that, one, they can milk the, you know, easier price point for parents. Right. Two, the other Dinobot was extremely hard to find.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my hands on two of them. One of them was by accident walking into the store. The other one I had to pre-order. But just to repaint as Grimlock, and then months later they come out with the other version of Grimlock. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see that. I won't be getting that. Or the Cheetor, but that's more so because I just don't. I mean, I have sufficient quality versions of those two characters, but I think it's neat that they're doing that. And then they're going to Sure Shot and Gears from G1, and then we're getting Cyberverse Chromia.
Yep.
And then it says Deluxe Rock 2, but I think that it might mean Rook.
I think it's Rock Lords.
That could be too.
I think it's Rock Lords.
And then we're getting to Voyager Beast Wars Silverbolt.
Yep.
And I'm kind of excited about that because that'll be not only our first Fusor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping they do this one correctly. And again, this might be, you know, a make or break for me. But it goes to show you that the fact that they're dipping into the Fusors with Tigerhawk and Silverbolt means we'll probably get a Core Class or Deluxe Quickstrike at some point in the future.
Absolutely.
And I think they're also testing the waters with some of these, and just like they tested the waters with Transmetal 2 Megatron, I'm guessing they'll eventually come out with a Dinobot. They'll come out with a Depth Charge and a Rampage. It's just a matter of time on some of those. If they came out with a Transmetal Megatron, I have a feeling people would be losing their crap over it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that is the most popular version of the character.
Yeah.
But I don't see them doing an Optimal Optimus again, just because we got it with Power of the Primes.
Yeah.
And they did, you know, looking at it and having it in hand, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's like I have the TransArt Optimal, and I've had multiple versions. I've had it like three versions of the original Optimal at one point, like at different times, but just three versions of it. And then having the Power of the Primes Optimal. What I can say about the original Optimal is he's very heavy, very sturdy, but not as show accurate as he could be.
Right.
Just because there's aspects of it, like the head and the, you know, the fact that cannons don't fold in. And then TransArt, of course, having their Masterpiece one, it's exactly like the show. The only thing I think they missed the boat on was having a Megatron face.
Right, yeah.
For the figure. but otherwise they did great. And then the Power of the Primes did something nice with having Primal be the backpack, you know, and because he doesn't turn into a beast in Power of the Primes, he looks just like his character in that.
Yeah.
Like a roboticized version of Primal without the beast form. And then and then they give him the Matrix upgrade, becomes Optimal. And I wasn't a fan of how they turned like the chest cockpit thing like gray. On the thing. But then you know, overall, like the figures, it's a lot lighter than the other Megatron or the other Optimals, but he's also proportioned correctly.
Right. Just a quick correction. You mentioned about the leader Optimus Prime that I was talking about at the bottom of Wave 1.
Yep.
This is all legacy listings. The Studio Series listings are under them. So that would not be Studio Series.
So I wonder what that's going to be. I wonder if it's a reissue or a repackage.
Maybe, yeah. That's what I'm wondering too. So, sorry, continue.
No worries. And then there's Voyager, Cybertron, Starscream, G1, Sandstorm.
Yep.
And then we get to July 2024.
Yep. We got Core Rock 3. We got RID Sideburn, which I always liked Sideburn. I thought Sideburn was cool.
And that was from the original 99 RID.
Yeah. Deluxe Cybertron Hotshot. Please, Evan, Mark, you guys are amazing. Whatever you do, don't make it like the original Hotshot.
Well, they did come out with a this is for Cybertron.
Yeah, Cybertron.
Yeah, they have Hotshot that came out from Armada already.
Yeah, that's
cuz my kid has that.
Yep.
And
then we get, I think they copied Rock 3 twice because it's on here twice. But.
Well, there's Core and then Deluxe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
So they're milking both price points.
Yeah, okay. Deluxe Strong Arm from... What's Strong Arm from?
The 2015 Robots in Disguise.
Yeah. RID.
That's a package refresh.
Yeah, package refresh. Okay, package refresh. Nice. Cybertron Vector Prime.
That's cool.
And Armada Galvatron.
Which, they already have Armada Megatron out in stores now. So that's just a repaint.
Yeah, okay. Which one was Galvatron the Bat? Was that Armada or Cybertron?
The Bat.
Yeah, he turns into this giant, big, flying bat in one of those shows. It was black and purple. Oh, trust me, it was black and purple.
No, that is his Energon body.
Oh, it was Energon.
So when he's Megatron as an Energon, because he comes back with that almost Galvatron looking body, and then they give, like, he's got more of a space flight mode type thing, and then he becomes Galvatron later, and then he becomes massive.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Then they do it again in Cybertron, but he's like a race car or something.
Oh, jeez. Which is funny because Wave 4 coming in October of 2024, Core Energon Galvatron.
Which is just a repaint.
Right.
But it's the purple version, so if you're happy about that, then...
Yay. And now I'm confused.
Yeah, this is one I'm confused as well.
So, we got to break this down here a little bit. In Wave 1, releasing in January of 2024, we have Leader Optimus Prime. It does not say G1. It does not say Animated. It does not say any of the Unicron. It just says Leader Optimus Prime.
I wonder if that's a new rendition of Prime.
Maybe.
Like they've been doing.
Maybe. In Wave 4, we are getting a Deluxe G1 Optimus Prime. What? I'm confused.
I'm confused about it for two reasons. However, if it's done right, I'm wondering if it could even be the same Prime. Because the thing is they will label Prime as Leader class.
Yeah.
If he has a trailer.
Okay.
And maybe if he doesn't, he's either Voyager or Deluxe. It just kind of depends on what size package. Because I've noticed a lot of the figures, they'll put them in a bigger box and then claim that they're a bigger size, and they're not.
Yep. And I remember Proto Man because I watched Proto Man's, or I listened to Proto Man's YouTube video talking about these listings. And I think that's probably, I think if I'm not trying to misquote Proto Man, but I think that's along the lines of what he said too. Deluxe Slipstream, that's cool. Deluxe G1 Quake.
So Quake is another one of those characters that, but he's from the, he's from the European Transformers, I want to say. Mm. Technically, he's, see, and it depends if he's G1 Quake, he's a Decepticon, and he's a Target Master, and he's a tank.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a Target Master. He's crazy when he gets on the battlefield. I like the robot mode, and he shows up. He's in the G1, you know, comics and a lot of other versions of Transformers. His original toy, he turns into a tank, like I said, and then they made a newer version of him at one point as a Titans Return figure.
Yep.
And he was a redeco of Hardhead.
Oh, cool.
Which that Hardhead figure.
This is Quake, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The Hardhead figure, it's funny because I contemplated that for a short time as Beast Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
The body, just because the chest looks kind of close. And,
yeah, for your custom.
Yeah, but I was like, it's still, yeah. I mean, I still haven't found anything that's like spot on for the vehicle, but for the robot, a lot of stuff has been kind of close. But anyways, yeah, so that's the character there. So that'll be interesting to see him, you know, with G1 style.
Yeah.
And then we're getting Animated Motor Master.
Okay. I have to tell this story because it's a freaking story. So, oh man, there's a whole other link with various. Oh, it's just the product numbers. Okay, so we can still use this.
We don't need that.
We don't need that. Okay, but this other link has the image of Motormaster. I've told this story before. So, Animated Motormaster is a repaint, redeco of Animated Optimus Prime, except with the Motormaster head on it. It was like, I don't know, midnight, 1 a.m. Eastern time, so it was like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., whatever, Pacific time. The late, great Derek J. Wyatt was on Twitter saying, hey, does anyone have a picture of the back of Motormaster's head? This was right before, like, was it 2010 or 2011? I know this was a BotCon 2011.
I remember you doing
thing.
That.
Yes, this was a BotCon 2011 exclusive. I remember that, but I'm trying to remember, like, if it was, I don't think it would be before the show. It would probably be way before, obviously, like 3, 4, 6 months maybe before. But there was a night on Twitter, at the time it was still called Twitter, it didn't get X'd out, where he was saying, hey, can anyone get me a screenshot or a picture of the back of G1 Motormaster's head? I immediately went to my, because I still had the DVDs at that time, I immediately went to my DVDs. I found a whatever episode it was that had a good back image of Motormaster's head, and I sent it to him in a tweet, and he's like, thank you so much. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The next thing I know, freaking Animated Motormaster Optimus Prime repaint, and it's black and purple, and it's freaking amazing, but I never got it. It's okay. It's fine. But it was one of those moments where I got to connect with somebody that worked on Transformers Animated, that worked with Transformers, that worked with Hasbro, that we interviewed a couple of – we didn't really interview him. We had him on a couple of toy casts and things like that. But that was such a cool moment. And to see a new version of Motormaster here now is so cool because it's black and purple and I love
it. So let me guess, you're going to get him.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't want to bring this up now because it's a rant for later because we're going through these listings, but I'm having a real hard time with real toys.
Well, all right, let's put it this way. I have a feeling that you wouldn't have to do much with it because most modern Transformers come in robot mode.
Right. I understand that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But he looks really free. I need to see, as much as I love the design, I need to see the actual, I need to see the in-hand images of whoever ends up having in-hand images of it before I actively say, hey, I'm going to get this kind of thing. We get Voyager Metalhawk, which is a package refresh. And then Wave 4 coming in October of 2024, we get Leader Class Soundwave.
It won't be G1, though.
It doesn't say G1 on it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be animated.
I like that he's Leader Class.
Yep. Yeah, that's
I'm still waiting for Hasbro to do a Cloak Megatron.
Yes.
From Beast Machines.
Yep.
Never know. It may come. They're doing obscure figures. It may.
Mark, you know you would love it. Evan, come on, man. Let's go.
Yeah, make it so his wings can, spread out, but also wrap around him, and harness flips from his back. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm totally down for it, man. Yep. I'll review it. I'll be first in line.
100%.
Yep.
So I don't know if both of us are going to need help with this, but I know I'm going to need help with this. Starseekers Capsule, July 2024. Deluxe, let me just run this list down because this is a crazy list to me, other than one of them, which I do know. Deluxe 1, Deluxe Road Pig, Deluxe Lockdown, which obviously Lockdown, Deluxe Filch, Deluxe Ferric, and Leader Thundertron. What?
Okay. So, so one is nobody. Unless this is talking the first Autobot.
Oh, okay.
I sincerely doubt it.
Yeah. Okay.
Talking Road Pig. He is a G.I. Joe character.
Okay.
Yeah, because they had Road Pig versus Roadblock, and it's not. Yeah, it's not anything per se important. Then we get to Lockdown. And which version of Lockdown are we speaking? Is this an original rendition? Is this Cyberverse? Is this Age of Extinction? Is this animated?
Yep.
We don't know. Is it Shattered Glass? Is it, there's different iterations. And I mean, he is they did kind of throw him into the G1 continuity as well. In the IDW comics. So there is that possibility that it's that version.
Yeah.
But normally they preface it with IDW or G1 or Beast Wars or something to kind of break down the series.
Yeah, and that's what I don't like about these Star Seekers capsule things. Specified.
Then we get Filch, which is from Robots in Disguise.
Okay.
2015. Turns into kind of a car bat. Vulture type creature, like a vulture, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Decepticon.
Right.
Female Decepticon.
Okay. I'm perfectly fine with female.
No, I'm fine with that too. I was bringing it up for clarification.
Okay.
Then we get Ferric, who is a Decepticon who transforms into a Hunter Seeker skyship.
Oh, Lord.
But he's a Voyager. So this, but. He's from the Marvel Transformers comics and the 2005 IDW continuity.
Okay.
And from the timelines thing. And Ferric in the only toy that he's ever gotten was BotCon 2014. And he was a Targetmaster, the White Cyclonus.
Yep, remember that now. Yep. Yeah.
He looks pretty cool. Overall, but it's still a Cyclonus.
I mean, Cyclonus is cool.
No. Oh, I know that. I'm just saying, you know, they've... once you've seen one, you've kind of seen them all, because, like, Cyclonus is the one that they can't seem to screw up.
Like, Scourge. Thank God, because if they screwed him up... Yeah.
Well, Scourge, they've screwed up multiple times and finally got him right with Studio Series 86, and same thing with Galvatron, so...
Yeah.
And then we get Voyager Origins Wheeljack, whatever that means, unless that's from the new movie that's going to be coming out.
That's buzzworthy. So yeah, didn't we already
get Origins? This would be from episode one of G1.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Didn't we already get Wheeljack? I thought
we've got Bumblebee and Jazz.
Okay, so then this is the third one to complete that scene, because. Yes. Jazz was there, or maybe no, Jazz wasn't there. It was, but it was Bumblebee and Wheeljack. Okay, yeah.
And I like this version of Wheeljack when he transforms into his vehicle mode.
I love that. As soon as he puts the tinted windows down in that G1 up in the first G, I love that. That was so cool.
There's not enough energy in these conductors to last a Quartex.
Well, at least we found these, Wheeljack.
And when these run out.
Can't worry about that now. Hey, let's get back to Iacon.
Load up!
I bet Optimus Prime will be glad to see us.
We're nearing the bridge to Iacon. 1 mega mile to go.
Ah, home sweet home.
Uh-oh. A Decepticon welcoming committee.
Autobots, stop them!
Prime told me there'd be days like this.
And you didn't believe him?
I do now.
That was probably one of my favorite transformations that he made.
Yep.
I liked it better than, like, I liked Jazz, and I liked Bumblebee, but I really liked Wheeljack's.
Yeah, Wheeljack's was amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, super secret, completely unannounced thing, 15 years of the TFG1 podcast coming December 12th to the Geekcast Radio Network. So then we go into Studio Series, February 2024, Core MV5 and MV6, Mohawk for 5 and Rumble for 6. So movie 5 Mohawk and movie 6 Rumble. Yep. I don't remember who movie 5 Mohawk was, because the last night sucked.
Well, and it's funny because I look him up on TF Wiki, his name doesn't even show up. So.
Oh, jeez.
Unless they got it spelled wrong. Yeah, they got it spelled wrong. It's Mohawk, and he's kind of paired with, like, Barricade.
Oh, okay. All
so right. That's why, yeah. And then
we get
Rumble from the movie. We get Wheeljack, Scorponok, which those are from Rise of the Beast.
Rise of the Beast, yeah.
Scrap Heap.
Yep.
From Studio 86?
Yeah, it's 86 Scrap Heap, yep.
I know who that is.
It's a Junkion. It's one of the
Junkions. Yeah, well, I don't count that. Scrap Heap is like one of those little like Kremzeke looking robots that eat things in Transformers Prime, so.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. No, seriously, look up Scrap Heap.
I thought he was a Junkion.
He doesn't show up in there. The only reference he's in is Transformers Prime.
Yeah, that's Scraplet,
It's the name of the episode, Scrap Heap.
Anyway, we're
there is no such thing. Anyways, then War for Cybertron, Starscream. Is this War for Cybertron the video game? I'm assuming so.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
If that's the case, I mean, cool. I don't really care about the games. I mean, I like the games. I liked playing them, but I wish we would have gotten some more from High Moon, because they seem to understand Transformers.
Yep.
Or even the company that did the Armada game way back when. Like, that was pretty stellar, too. Like, the Beast Wars game was a travesty. I wish they would have, you know, never made it. I played it on the MSN Gaming Zone, but, it was a terrible game. I wish they'd make a newer one. Or a Battle Royale, all the different, you know, like Super Smash Brothers, but Transformers. That would be cool.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So I'm on TFWiki under Junkions. We have Scraphook, which came out, I believe, Crash Bar, and then Axle Grease. Third wave of Deluxes in Legacy Evolution. Third wave. Her limbs are removable and are... Huh. Okay, I don't know what the hell that listing on I don't know. I think they wrote that down wrong. Like you're saying, I agree. Scrap Heap, I don't think that's... I don't know. That's weird. All right, where were we? War for Cybertron. Starscream. If it's the game, cool. I'm perfectly fine. The only thing with the gamer ones that I don't like right now is the new Bumblebee. He's not the same color yellow that the original toy was. He's the same design, obviously, because it's the game design. But I like the new modern War for Cybertron Cliff Jumper version more because it's more sleek on the red than it is on the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Leader, movie six. Bumblebee Megatron?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
He was good.
Yep.
And then we move on to wave two. April movie 2024. Six Starscream, yeah. Core Class, which that doesn't surprise me.
Nope.
Deluxe War for Cybertron Sideswipe.
That could be either the... I assume a game because...
Not because I don't remember him even in the game.
I'm pretty sure he was, but it is what it is.
I've played it, but I don't... Again... Don't remember him in it. From War for Cybertron. Yeah. I mean, it says 2010 War for Cybertron. Let's see what he looked like. Yeah, he was in it. I just don't remember. Yeah, he was in it. Yeah, so I'm assuming that they're going to do War for Cybertron. I like his vehicle mode and I like his robot mode.
Yeah.
The original toy was kind of crap, though. Especially the Hasbro version. The Takara Tomy one was like good.
Yeah.
Because he had the shine on him. So I'll be looking forward to seeing what they do.
Yeah.
With this version by comparison, because they seem to have it pretty well dialed in on matching the CG.
Yeah. Oh, Sideswipe's Fall of Cybertron alt mode. Holy crap. I hadn't seen that. Wow. That's from the game, not the toy. But dang.
It's slick.
Yeah. Super slick. Wow. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a hot rod.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. And then we get movie six, Sunstreaker. Don't even remember him in that.
Nope.
Package refresh.
Yep.
Movie six, Shockwave. I remember that. Studio Air 86, Leader Swoop. So that Leader completes the Dinobots.
That completes the Dinobots. Yes.
Now they all need to transform into Volcanicus.
Into Volcanicus, yep.
Yes. Or
good.
Or Dino King.
Or Dino King, yeah. Volcanicus is cool, though.
Yeah.
Wave 3, August 2024, Core Class 86, Steeljaw. Yay, cassettes.
Yep. My kid will be happy about that. He loves the cassettes, the Target Masters, Headmasters. Like, he likes the little mini bots like Nolan does.
Deluxe War for Cybertron Decepticon Infantry.
Those are just the drones.
The drones.
They basically look like War for Cybertron Megatron, like the body.
Right.
Because when Megatron was destroyed at the end of the War for Cybertron game, and if you haven't played it, sorry.
No.
I'm just telling people in general, if they're mad about it. That was like 13 years ago. So, sorry about your bad luck. Megatron was destroyed by Metroplex and had a slightly different body, and his head was obviously different, had the fusion cannon and the transformation, but his drones, Soundwave cannibalized them.
Okay.
Rebuilding them into Megatron in Fall of Cybertron.
Nice.
So he got a totally different style,
yeah,
per se. So
very cool. Movie 6, Skywarp. Okay, cool. Very cool. TF5 Drift. Really? Do we need a Samurai Transformer right now? Whatever.
And then Rise is the Transformers video game. The new one that's being worked on.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yes.
Funny thing about that name, though, Lifeline. Obviously, the first thing I think of is, hey, call, help, 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 help. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yep.
Second thing I thought of, I actually read it wrong. I was like, Deluxe Rise LimeWire. What? That was me. I read that wrong. Wave 4, December 2024. Core Movie 6 Frenzy. Okay, cool. More cassettes. Deluxe HM Megatron?
See, this one has been a point of contention. Nobody knows what that means.
Okay.
Yeah, it's either... people are like, is it Headmaster? Is it... like another continuity? Is it human? Yeah. Is it like,
yeah,
nobody seems to know. And that's been kind of one of those things that people are just like, I don't know what that means. Explain. Yeah. I need you to explain.
Yeah. Explain yourself. Deluxe next generation Bumblebee. What? Next generation? Okay. Bumblebee, I get. Hello.
Awesome. Well, is he wearing like Commander Data's armor? next generation. Unless it's like a futuristic Bumblebee or something.
Probably.
Or maybe it's for the Rise. Maybe it's something else or. Yeah, I don't know.
I love what they like. So back in animated days when they had the Elite Guard, they released the Elite Guard Bumblebee. He was all black and then yellow. Like, black was the major color. Oh, man, if next-gen Bumblebee is like a stealth Bumblebee or a black, that would be awesome. Black Bee. That's cool. Voyager WFC Ratchet, so probably the video game Ratchet stuff. And then Leader 86 Springer. Didn't we already get a Leader 86 Springer, or was that a Voyager Springer?
We got a Voyager Springer, so okay. This is bigger. By the way, clarification on HM, it might be High Moon.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which cool. We've already had.
Yeah, they've already released. I've seen people with videos and stuff and pictures with the Gamer Edition Megatron, which is the
unless it's like a movie Megatron, like High Moon.
I don't know
because they did some of the games for that too, but anyways, that's the only premise I have. But Springer,
yes, Voyager Springer, yay. Hopefully like Ultra Magnus, he can completely fall apart when he went into the garbage disposal in season 3. Home wrecking freaking Autobot. And then this confuses the hell out of me. Level A assist. I assume AST is assist. June 2024. What the hell is level A assist? I don't remember Proto Man talking about
assorted,
that.
Maybe.
Okay. Assorted. Okay. Movie 8 Optimus. So whatever movie 8 is going to be called. And then 86 Bumblebee.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't want to go more through more of these listings. The second article that we have, additional upcoming Transformers product, I don't really. TF5 Drift, Rise Lifeline, and more. We just talked about that, so I think we're skipping that one. All right, let's see. I think I'm at the point of my ranting.
Well, before you get there, the Antagony figure is out.
Yep.
Which is a remake of a BotCon figure, which goes to show you, never say never on a BotCon figure becoming a main generation select.
Yep.
because they reprinted Inferno with Antagony's colors. Yep. And gave a scavenger, Transmetal Scavenger's head to go with it.
Nice.
So you can either do Antagony, which looks like Inferno, or you can pop the head and put on Scavenger's head. So
nice, cool.
Yeah. So looks neat. It looks evil. They show like a weird look in the chest when you open it up. It looks like almost like a Decepticon Matrix. Actually, it is a Decepticon Matrix.
Nice.
In the chest. I did not see that coming. Looking through the pictures. So, yeah.
Wait, there's pictures?
Yeah, on TFW.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But,
oh, that's right. I didn't look at that article, but yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. That is definitely interesting.
Yep. All right, so
this is getting expensive.
I have spent the last few months or however long it's been waiting for and enjoying the 3-0 MDLX Transformers figures. I currently have Goldbug, which I actually had to order on eBay because that was a super exclusive one that you could only get at a certain time. So I basically paid retail. It wasn't too expensive on eBay. I pre-ordered the Cliffjumper, which I love them because they're awesome and very cool. And they are, I want to say, maybe deluxe or whatever. I forget what the sizing is on those. And then I pre-ordered the Optimus Prime and Nemesis Prime. And they were like, I don't know, $80 each or something like that. And there is photographic proof of this. I will put it in the post on geekcastradio.com so you guys can see. But just so, I don't know, listeners, if you, in 15 years or 16 years that we've been doing this show, I don't know if you remember or not, but I am physically disabled. I have cerebral palsy. And basically my right hand, I have no, like, how can I? Like, that's my left hand.
More than meets the eye.
Really tapping hard on the top of Funko Pop Optimus Prime lights and sounds. So I have full function of my left hand. I basically have no, whatever my left hand does, my right hand can do something similar. But I have no actual, like, if you were to take a picture of me and Steve and us holding our hands up, Steve's is normal, sort of, pretty much. Mine is not. Mine is smaller than my left hand. Like, my whole right side is smaller than my left side kind of thing. So I have to do a lot of things one-handed. Now, the MDLX figures are non-transforming figures, which is great because I don't need my toys to do anything major. But I would like for them to actually be able to... for me to be able to hold them without parts falling off of them in order to pull a hand out and put a new hand in. So the other day, the other night, whenever the hell it was, I was trying to get Optimus Prime's gun hand into his socket on his right hand so I could have his ion blaster in his hand. As I'm doing this, some silver piece fell off of him. And I'm like, wait, where did that come from? What's going on here? I look, it's a piece of his backside torso. It's basically a piece of his ass. Optimus Prime's ass fell off, and I can't get it. And this is, I know, this is all the jokes. That's what she said, whatever.
Well, so Prime said to you after that, he's like,
it's more than meets the eye.
No, it's more than meets the ass is really what it is. But I can't get the I can line it up, but I can't put enough pressure with my left hand and not have the rest of the toy. This is why I don't like red. It's why I'm perfectly fine with Funko Pops.
Autobots, roll out.
They stand there. They do nothing. Some of them have lights and sounds. So that's right. So, you know, I love the MDLX figures from 3-0. I really do. but in practice, I don't know if I still have an open Nemesis Prime because of everything that happened with Optimus Prime and whatever. And they finally announced the one that I absolutely wanted. 3-0 MDLX Shattered Glass Purple Optimus Prime revealed. Damn it. I will say that the 3-0 packaging is amazing. So it comes in a standard cardboard box with a bunch of, you know, whatever. It's the design of the box and all that stuff. On the inside, it's got like three different layers of plastic protection around it. And then the figure itself is actually in a plastic bag. So great on 3-0 packaging. Amazing. Absolutely awesome. But this Shattered Glass Optimus Prime, it kills me. I want it so bad, but I don't know if I want it because, ladies and gentlemen, sometime in November, Steve Megatron's going to get a package with a couple of Optimus Primes in it and a bunch of other stuff because I don't know. Like, I'm sure I could have a buddy of mine. A buddy of mine's coming over the first or second weekend of September to help me with some stuff. So maybe I can have him fix it and I can finally just have it. But, like, it scares me because – like, I don't want my toys to – it didn't actually break. Like it didn't fully break to the point where, like, the peg was broken off inside of it or anything. It just kind of fell off, which is fine. It can be fixed. Just I can't be the one to fix it. But this Shattered Glass MDLX Prime from – oh, it's so good. So good. So yeah, that's where I am with my little rant here. I mean, in the long run, I'm perfectly fine. Like I said a second ago, I could have a friend of mine come over and potentially help me fix it and it'll be fine. But like, I'm sitting here freaking out. Like, how can I fix this? How can I push this in? And I'm pushing it in. I'm giving it enough with the left hand that I can use. I'm giving it more than enough pressure that I think that it deserves to fit in there, and it's still not going in. I don't know if I didn't line it up right or whatever, but yeah. So yeah. All right, moving on.
Yeah. I've been having fun with Optimal Megatron.
Yes, you have.
Yes. I 3D printed the head in orange and then repainted it.
Nice.
So that's on there. I've added some orange touch-ups on like some of the sections of like his shoulders and like his leg, just the little accent things. And then I've painted the top part of the cockpit that's supposed to be black. I've painted it black, but otherwise I haven't really done a whole lot with it yet, because the plan is I don't actually hate the paint deco, which is weird to say, but I wish it was shinier, so I'm going to make it shiny. But yeah, I mean, overall, I'm pretty happy with the figure on a whole, like, and with going to be able to repaint aspects of it. And then I have to learn how to do like 3D modeling or something, because I want to convert Tiny Optimus Primal into Pre-Beast Megatron.
Yes.
So I just need a new chest piece, swap out the legs and pop the head and repaint it. And I got Megatron. And then honestly, like the transformation, I think I could make it work.
Awesome.
So, cause there's a way that like, cause if I transform him into almost backpack mode, I think I could make it work.
Cool.
So
that's great. So I did, I'm still waiting on it to come in, but I did pre-order the Yolo Park AMK Pro Series G1 Megatron, and they announced a teaser image of G1 Series Optimus Prime. Yolo Park Weeblo or Weebo and social media accounts have shared our first teaser image of their AMK, which is Advanced Model Kit, Pro Series G1 Optimus Prime figure. Following AMK Pro Series G1 Megatron, now it's the turn of Optimus Prime as the second installment in Yolo Park's easy-to-build model kits with pre-assembled and pre-painted parts and featuring die-cast. Stay tuned with this space for more updates. Click on the discussion, whatever. Oh, man. Cannot wait. this is freaking cool.
That is affirmative.
It looks like it's straight out of the cartoon.
Yeah, I am more I was excited about the 3-0 MDLX figures, but I am more excited about this G1 AMK Pro Series Megatron and Optimus.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited. I cannot wait. It's just so fun.
Agreed.
Absolutely. All right. And finally, we have Skybound's Transformers Comics Solicitations, November 2023. The latest Image Comics catalog includes two Energon Universe titles scheduled for November: Rivals Transformers number 2 and Void Rivals number 6. Okay, cover art. So, all right. I know you're not reading Void Rivals. I think you may like it. It's kind of sci-fi. It's it is sci-fi. I think you would like it.
Yeah, and you're probably right. I'm just, at this point,
Yeah, you're too busy with everything else. Yeah.
I'm too busy, and plus I don't really want to pick up another series. Like, it's one thing if it was, like, Transformers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I know that it's leading that direction. I just don't...
Yeah.
I'm not really interested until they get the Transformers comics themselves.
Yeah.
And then I'll be invested.
Yeah. So for Void Rivals number 6, written by Robert Kirkman, art by Lorenzo De Felici, Matthias Lopez, cover artist is Lorenzo De Felici. Let's see here. Premier Zaliak will stop at nothing to prevent Derek and Salila from escaping Zirtonia. But what secret awaits at the center of the sacred ring? Dun, dun, dun. Jesse, a.k.a. Matrix Prime, and I are having a blast talking about the series. It's nice and refreshing and awesome. Derek and Salila are the main characters of the series so far, and it's nice following them. So far, we've run into Jetfire, and we've run into a Skuxoid and a Quintesson Prosecutor as far as Transformers characters. But the story itself is very, very cool. Basically, Derek and Salila, they're from this ring thing, but it's two sides of the ring, so it's two different races. It's like it's not Autobot and Decepticon, but it's something similar like that, where they're two very different races and they just don't get along, kind of thing. They're not full villains, but it is what it is. All right, Transformers number 2, written and art by Daniel Warren Johnson. Cover artist is Mike Spicer, also Afu Chan, Orlando Arsonia. The Decepticons have been unleashed as Optimus Prime and the Autobots regroup. Starscream terrorizes humanity. This issue features a surprising first Energon Universe appearance. Dun, dun, dun. Very cool. You still there?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm waiting to see what they do with it.
Yeah. I mean, I am too. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and I'm liking it because it's like, you know me, I don't usually like all brand new stuff kind of thing. I'm usually very hesitant to new things kind of thing, but man, do I dig what Image and Skybound are doing with this. It's very, very cool. And that's all I got, folks. That's all she wrote.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana. Weep, Ninibong.
Hey, guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme. From old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0 and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't really think so. I mean, I've got I'm enjoying the figures. I'm enjoying like painting and 3D printing. I'm looking forward to doing more as soon as time allows.
Right.
So
I know you're not into it, but I will say for the listeners, I did finally finish Earthspark and I enjoyed the last few episodes. It's a hit or miss for anybody. It's okay. Whatever. It is what it is. But I did enjoy the last few episodes. I do enjoy Alan Tudyk as a voice of Optimus Prime. Do I think he could be the voice going forward at some point? No. But in this specific series with these specific characters, I think what he did with Optimus Prime is really cool. And for me, that's awesome because the only thing I know he's done other stuff, but the main thing I knew him from, as I've mentioned before, is he was Watt in A Knight's Tale back in 2001 with Heath Ledger. So very, very cool.
That's dating you quite a bit.
Dude, I'm 43. I don't date anymore. So I think it's about time that we're going to
transform and roll out.
No.
Ha ha ha. I have Megatron to talk to Megatron.
No.
Yes.
No.
What a pleasant surprise.
It is, isn't it?
Yep. All right, take us out, Steve.
So you can interact with us on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can, of course, comment on this episode there, or you can access, well, us on Facebook, on Instagram, Geekcast Radio Network on both. You can talk to us on X, I guess.
Yep.
At least for now.
Yeah.
Unless they, you know.
I'm going down with the ship. I've said this before.
Oh, I'm going to stay until they completely kill it, you know.
Yeah, until it completely disappears. I've worked too damn hard in the last 15 years that I've been on the platform. I'm not leaving. So, and I said this to I've said this to several people recently, and I know I've said this on the podcast before. I've gotten to the point where I curate my social media so much to the point where I only really see what I really want to see. I do not get into social media drama. If you post a comment on my Facebook post or whatever that is like, you know, whatever, and it doesn't really like it, it's going to have me starting an argument with a person, like, nope, delete that comment. Done. Not going to happen. But yeah, no, X, I'm on X, Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads. I think that's all of them.
There's too many social medias.
So many social medias.
It's too social.
And the funny thing is, I'm very antisocial on social media now. I do post, but like it's very like I post on Blue Sky like every 3 days. And I like the one thing I like about Threads is that it's similar to Twitter, X, whatever, where Twitter finally started doing Threads a number of years ago, where that you start a tweet and then you reply to it and then you go down and you have a whole thread. Threads is very similar, and I like Threads for that. I think that's cool. So if I start something, like I started here's my everything late night thread. So anytime like 11 p.m. to overnight to 4 a.m., that's like late night for me. So I can go back to that thread and say, hey, here's a new late night thread post, whatever. And that's the other thing. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, so what are we supposed to call these things now? If we can't call them tweets, I said, most everyone just calls them posts, social media posts.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much all it is. So, but yes, Transformers coming up 40th anniversary.
I know, very, it's crazy.
Very cool. Yeah, very, very cool and crazy.
I feel old.
You feel old.
I know. I felt like saying that because then I knew you were going to go on a rant.
Yeah, I... But again, where I am in the Transformers fandom right now, where I have, like, I'm very excited for the Skybound comic stuff. Very, very awesome. And these Yolo Park AMK figures, like, I need them now! Like, that Megatron's supposed to come next month in September, and I'm like, I want it now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now! It is what it is. But yeah.
Yo.
All right, Megatron, what are you going to do for your closing?
Well, I'm certainly not going to transform and roll out.
More than meets the eye.
That's it? Okay.
Until next time, Prime.
Autobots, roll out.
No.
Excellent. Yes.
Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.